At the O'Keefe's farm, outside of Beaumont, I walked through the fields and took a few pictures of the Crosstex NGL pipeline being laid into the ground of a neighboring property. This is a project that had declared itself a common carrier, a pipeline with the right to claim private land. But after the pipeline was in the ground, a Beaumont judge found otherwise.
They just claim it, and it's up to the individual landowners to challenge them. That's where I think the state could do a better job of policing what the pipeline companies are doing.
For landowners like Dick O'Keefe, lawmakers' failure to create a system in which pipeline companies prove their right to claim land is frustrating, to say the very least. The pipeline industry was also upset by inaction at the legislature, but for different reasons. It wanted rules that freed it from the prospect of more landowner lawsuits. Others worry about the impact of inaction on the economy of Texas.
Because we're so dependent on oil and gas taxes and severance taxes and production taxes.
Rene Oliveda is a Democratic state representative who tried to find common ground between industry and landowner groups in the 2013 legislative session.
It's going to cost more and more money to build those pipelines, and we will see less pipelines being built.
But there are plenty of people who think that the status quo is better than any of the changes that were on the table. That's because of what those changes would have done to legal challenges against pipelines. Norman Garza is with the Texas Farm Bureau.
All of the bills brought them to Travis County Court following the government code there, as opposed to continuing through that litigation process that would have allowed for it to remain in whichever court of appeals in their local area would have had jurisdiction over the matter on its own.
It was that ability to fight pipelines at the, well, ground level that groups like the Farm Bureau were trying to protect. And as long as the status quo stands, it is in those lawsuits at local courts that eminent domain law in Texas continues to evolve. Which brings us back to that Crosstex pipeline.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Kent Sullivan.
You got him.
To learn what legal challenges to Crosstex and other pipelines mean for eminent domain, I called Kent Sullivan. He's served as a judge in appellate and district courts in Texas. He now heads up the energy team for the Sutherland Law Firm, which has supported programming on KUT. He says a recent ruling in favor of TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline affirms something very basic. Texas trial courts do have the power to rule if a pipeline is a common carrier. That means if a pipeline company is challenged at court, it had better come to trial with evidence, not just a state form claiming it can take land.
Certainly the message to the pipelines has been that you've got to be better prepared and you have to have your ducks in a row when approaching this kind of litigation. And that, to some extent, was the message in the other case that you referenced, the Crosstex case.
But the Crosstex ruling went even further. The judge found the company was not a common carrier because it didn't prove it would make itself available for hire. The ruling also said the pipeline didn't qualify to claim private land because it would transport natural gas liquids. The state's Natural Resource Code specifies common carrier status for crude petroleum pipelines. A district court of appeals reaffirmed that ruling.
It's hard to say that it's a win for one group or another. I think marginally these might advance the interest of landowners a little somewhat over that of pipelines.
Crosstex didn't return calls for an interview, but many expect the company will appeal again. Meanwhile, other landowners and pipelines are facing off across the state. In North Texas, farmer Julia Trigg Crawford continues her fight against the Keystone XL pipeline.
We don't believe a Canadian corporation transporting a product made in Canada has the right to take a Texan's land.
Just this month, another landowner in Collin County, north of Dallas, filed suit against the Seaway pipeline. With all these cases, one thing becomes more and more likely, that the state's Supreme Court will again weigh in on eminent domain law. Back at the O'Keefe's farm, Dick O'Keefe says whatever that ruling is, it probably won't have much bearing on his situation. The pipeline at their property is already in the ground.
Leases have already been signed. You know, the money's been dispersed. You know, it's kind of after the fact at this point. But it was with the threat of going to court that, they beat us over the head with the threat to get us to settle up.
O'Keefe says he'd probably still be fighting the pipeline if only he didn't have to go to court to do it. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.